Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll get right to it because we've got some very interesting stories in this week's business section in the Las Cruces Sun News. On the cover, you have a story about a very important organization. I've actually had a chance to spend a little time there, and it's a wonderful organization, a wonderful group of very good, caring people at Mesilla Valley Hospice. And they have a new director, and they're also going to be starting a new service there.
Yeah, exactly. Mesilla Valley Hospice has been around for 32 years here in Las Cruces, and like you said, a very important organization, and hospice all across the country is, if anybody's ever dealt with them. They know the importance of that. And they have something new going forward. Just recently, there was a zoning change that's going to allow them to do accommodate assisted living beginning next month. So for inpatient services, and they're going to have eight beds at least to start off with assisted living. So, you know, every year they deal with many patients, hundreds of patients of all ages. And a lot of them receive their, you know, their services in their homes. And, you know, they're paid through Medicaid and Medicare and insurance companies and all that stuff. And they be able to now to bring people to their facility and be able to work with them there, too. So this is a new thing, and it means mm-hmm. they'll be hiring some more people, too.
Great. And, yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a very important thing because I'm assuming for many of these clients, they do not yet qualify under the various types of requirements for actual hospice care. However, they need inpatient medical care. So this is kind of bridging that gap, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it sure is. It sure is. You know, assisted living patients are maybe aren't in the disabling stages of a terminal disease. And so, they maybe not up for, like you said, hospice care. And sadly, sometimes hospice patients, you know, who people just get hospice sometimes in the last weeks of their life or even week, you know, sometimes. So they don't get to work with them too long. Every once in a while, they said that their average patient is with them for about 2 weeks. So this will give them a chance to work with some people who aren't in that right at the end of life situation necessarily, but who still need help. And they'll be a very welcoming wing of the facility, hopefully. Yeah, and their director, by the way, I didn't say her name, is Jean Briley. She's the CEO and director there. And she talked a little bit, too, about last year they had to cut back on some positions. There were some financial situations and, you know, challenges with healthcare entities are experiencing, you know, with cuts in Medicare funding and stuff like that. But hopefully now with this new application of the in-care facility, they're going to hire some nurses and certified nurses assistants and things like that.
Okay, so not only new services, but perhaps new revenue, and that will be helpful for their mission there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's nice to be able to touch on a you know, something different. We do a lot of business, but, you know, there's nonprofit businesses and stuff out there that need attention to, and this was something a little bit different. And Matlin Smith went out and talked to them and got a really good story, so we decided to put it on the cover.
Well, we'll look forward to reading that in today's Sun News. What is new this week, Brooke?
Well, several things are going on. We've had a couple bits of information for downtown Las Cruces. Rosie's Cafe, people might remember that. It's for the last 4 years, it's been at 420 Avenue de Mesilla. Now it's moved downtown to where Ono Grinds used to be located, which is 300 North Main Street. So if people remember Ono Grinds, the Hawaiian place. So it's there, and it's open now. And it's mostly open for breakfast and lunch, but they said they'll be open for some, you know, evening events as things go on downtown and that sort of stuff. So, and also a running store, of all things, is going to open downtown, not too far from the Rio Grande Theater. It's at 221 North Main Street. It's called Run Culture. And the owner, he's in from Florida. I mean, not Florida. Why did I say that? Houston, actually. And he's looked around a lot of different locations and chose downtown, thought that'd be a great place, and they're going to sell running shoes and other things, and said, you know, it'll be open for anybody, not even just runners, people who want to get shoes and
I see. Well, that was just the next question I was going to ask you. What do they sell at a running store other than running shoes? But I'm sure there are other things, too, that they sell.
Exactly, and shoes are probably the big one, of course.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a soft opening maybe next week, but March 23rd is their grand opening. More on the East Mesa, there's the shops at Rinconada, it's called, right there. It's the corner of Rinconada and North Rise Drive near the third Walmart. And don't have any names for tenants yet, but the developer told me that they have a national tenant to sign as an anchor and also some regional tenants, so we'll keep our eye on that.
Yes, and you did a story on that not too long ago, that there's a lot more interest now in that whole East Mesa area. We're going to have, you had a sign planted in the ground that a Denny's will be built, and there are other restaurants interested. So we're going to probably see some announcements here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There'll be a lot more coming. And I'm hearing different things, and some of it's off the record, and I can't report it just yet. And a lot of times people are telling me things that, you know, they'll let me know as soon as they can, and everything's signed. But there's a lot of stuff coming out that way, no doubt about it. NAI First Valley Realty, real quick. This is not the kind of thing I usually put in What's New, but I thought it was interesting. They've put up 99 solar panels, about a $100,000 project. So at the company, their four-story building over on Telshore. So
we're going green, going green. You're seeing more of those around town, aren't we?
No, we sure are.
Right. And in the Babbling Brook this week, you know, this is a little scary for some folks, Brooke, that you would even pose this question in the Babbling Brook. Will some heavyweights of what they call the casual dining sector survive?
Yeah, Olive Garden and Red Lobster, you know, two stalwarts, as it were, but it seemed like they've always been around. And we recently got Olive Garden, what, about 4 years ago or something here in town? And we've had a Red Lobster for a long time. But they're struggling. They're owned by Darden Restaurants. And both Olive Garden and Red Lobster have been struggling. It's been soft quarters for them. They've even been losing some money. And it's just, they've had trouble pretty much since the recession. You know, a lot of restaurants did. But for some reason, these casual dining places really haven't rebounded at all. So Darden's going to spin off Red Lobster and either sell it or make its own sort of spin-off company, and but keep Olive Garden under their flag, and then they're coming out with a new logo, and they're still tinkering with the menu and all that sort of stuff. So I talk about that a little bit, how, to me, growing up, those were two kind of like fancy restaurants for some hick in the woods like I was. It was like, ooh, we're going to Olive Garden, or ooh, we're going to Red Lobster. So, you know, part of my brain still thinks of them that way. You know, we have a good mix of local and chain here in town, and you hate to see anything close.
So Darden is definitely going to spin off Red Lobster as an individual entity, a corporate entity. We just don't know at this point whether they're going to sell it.
Right. That's the thing, and they say it might not happen until 2015. And, of course, that leaves room for them to change their mind, I guess, but they seem pretty adamant that's what they're doing. And but they're going to keep Olive Garden as a Darden restaurant property and then really try to perk it up.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. And, you know, it'll be fascinating to see where that goes, because they have been historically very popular restaurants. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.